broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons live at Patriot Place just outside of Citizen Kane Pizza. It is
Citizen Crust.
I mean Citizen Crust. Sorry. Jeez.
Yeah, Citizen Kane Pizza. Make sure you use promo code Rosebud for
Citizen
10%
Crust,
off your first pizza.
Where they sell Roman pizza, which has nothing to do with Roman Anthony. It's just their style of pizza. But we are here because it is preseason opener night. But more importantly, it is also Tom Brady statue reveal night. Fitzy, I came up the steps by the statue, and it's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
And are you talking about the statue or everyone's outfits?
The statue mostly, and I was trying to ascertain the pose. It looks like he may be throwing a fist in the air or a trophy in the air.
I'm going Lombardi because it's not. So when you see that, and of course, hello everybody, and my God, this is an exciting day. Years, months, Tom Brady era of excitement waiting for the big reveal tonight. Andy, we are 4 hours away from the ceremony.
Ted mentioned that a lot.
What's that?
Mention how close we are to the unveiling of the statue, because okay, he's really excited.
And talk at length about the pose.
All right,
and
absolutely. So Andy, if I sent you long for a beach football, and then you caught it, and then I went long for a beach football thrown by you, I think we would actually reach the statue.
Oh, those little rubber ones that
I can chuck a long way,
a Nerf Vortex or something.
I can Drake May it. You can Joe Milton it. We'd be
absolutely
there. There are already Patriots fans. We've met some fans that have come from different Patriots fan clubs, Memphis, Laredo. We got people coming up from all over the country here.
Jersey.
Posting up, getting ready for the big reveal in 4 hours. But the way that the cover is draped over top, it's like very thin at the top, and then it cascades down over what you could tell is obviously the figure. You may think like he's raising a fist, but that would be possibly either a little defiant. It could be triumphant. But remember, there was that iconic, like, when they won Super Bowl 51, and he's holding the Lombardi straight up. It could be that, or it could be a single-hand Lombardi, which, you know, makes a ton of sense, because the guy won freaking six while he was here. But I think that's not what people initially thought it was going to be.
So my intel is twofold. It is, one, it looks like Tom Brady. We're not going to have some sort of Dwayne Wade, whatever. It looks
like Tom Brady. It's not going to be
like
Ronaldo where you're like, babe, have you ever seen a photo of Ronaldo?
Right. You probably should have looked at the real man before you did this.
But you can only look at him for so long because he's so beautiful.
The second part is some people will not like the pose. I've heard there will be likely some criticism of the pose. And I think that's one of those things, you're never going to please everybody. There's literally millions and millions of Patriots fans out there.
Why would people like the pose?
I don't know. I'll tell you in about four hours when they pull that sheet off.
I have heard as well that the artist did an awesome job. Of course, it's been done for like 49 weeks. They got it done just after Brady night. It's been done for a little over a year, I should say, rather. It was finished after Brady night. They warehoused it. I don't know if Brady has seen it himself, but I too heard that fans are not going to have that whole like, I mean, did it have to look like the courtroom sketch of Brady? Or why did it have to look like Brady dancing in Brazil? Like, it's very lifelike. That aspect of it is very flattering.
I'm interested to see what the overall take is for tonight, though. So we joke. Ted Johnson, I think, is ready to move on to the next era of great Patriots football.
Best call of the week was Tim from Brockton, who came in immediately afterwards and said, don't tell me to move on from Brady. I'll never move on from Brady. That guy over there, right, you, sir, enjoying the noodles. Never moving on from Brady, right?
The problem is you need to move on from Brady unless you want to be the Chicago Bears and some of these teams that didn't achieve anything after the greatness of their past generations.
Can't we be both?
And that's what tonight is about for me. 6 o'clock hour is about Tom Brady. 7 o'clock hour is about Drake May, is about getting Drake May out there and starting the process of the next great Patriots quarterback.
So without Tom Brady literally going on field and like tapping him on the shoulder, shaking his hand, or like
a boom
presenting
moment,
the sword, like ha ha ha, like this is the baton pass.
Yes, and I also think there is
glossing over Mac Jones, Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham, everyone else.
Like, familiar.
There was a 5-year desert between Brady and May, but that's okay. That's a transition rebuild time. But this
Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, we talked about it a ton. We did it on Six Rings. There is every reason in the world why people should start being not overly confident, but buying into this team, because what we saw in that joint practice the other day between the same two teams that'll take the field for the 7:30 kickoff tonight was a very competent, prepared Patriots football team, the best we'd seen at least since the Brady days.
Dan Ball, I know I give you some tough tasks at time.
Always.
I'm going to give you a new one.
Okay.
Can you count every Tom Brady jersey that walks by today? Because I've already seen a...
Jamar Chase right
correct,
there.
Jamar Chase, that's
best
a nice
receiver in the NFL.
Right. Yep, that's a nice...
First
Tony.
Overall pick in fantasy. First
Tony Romo. Pick
in you don't have to, Romo.
You don't have to count Romo's or Edelman's or Drake Mays.
I wouldn't disrespect Tom Brady by counting Tony Romo.
Andy, did you tell everyone yet, by the way, which actual current member of the Patriots walked by the booth, our broadcast booth here at the Dean College Stage just moments ago?
I'm taking your word for it.
Oh, it was. Because I went, hey, and he gave me the nod. Like, yeah.
Wait, that's your evidence that it was actually him?
Andy, how
that
many...
That he's not just a polite human being?
Andy, how many people look like they could be an 80s magician or Lan Larison?
These days, there's more and more.
Dude, with the mustache and the... Isn't it... By the way...
There's a little lax stroke to him.
Can I ask that question? What's up with the new thing about, like, thin mustaches on dudes?
I don't know. Why don't
when
you
did
do
that
one?
Start?
Let's do it. Let's make a little show.
Mine would be, like, big.
Well, you can trim it.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
All right.
So it is Brady statue reveal night. Lan Larison may or may not have walked by to get some food. Maybe he was headed to the hotel with his family. I don't know. And Drake May is expected to. We've seen nothing to indicate anything otherwise. Mike Vrabel said earlier this week that everybody who's healthy should be prepared to play, and then they'll figure it out from there.
Including Lan Larison.
And or more importantly, Drake May, because he is the future of the New England Patriots. What are you looking for from Drake May tonight? Because I think it's all about Drake. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not all about Drake May. It's about the left tackle in front of him, number 66, and Drake May in combination there on the football field. But this is a big night for Drake May.
It is.
Tom Brady's literally looking over his shoulder.
He's watching, unless he's in the 7 o'clock helicopter to Nantucket
or to
Hanscom or to the airport in Norwood. Anything's possible, as we once learned years ago. But from Drake May, I'm looking for... just ease. I don't need anything spectacular. I'm not looking for, like, bomb to Javon Baker or, like, did you see that hitch, that wheel route to Kyle Williams or that pass to Trayvon Henderson? No. I want two competent series, a couple of completions. I want to see him very comfortable. I want to see his jersey clean as well, and I want to see the line, because we've talked about the fact that there could be at least two rookies on that offensive line starting in front of him. I want to see them looking the part. I want to see him very comfortable. And then I want to see him comfortably seated on the bench or with towel around his neck, maybe with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm taking two. That's right. Count them. Two, Utah. Two Drake May series.
Is there a growing narrative? I read some things that I wasn't initially aware of from joint practices the other day. Obviously, the Washington Commanders were here for joint practice. They'll play tonight. No Jaden Daniels. So the matchup of those two took place on the practice field. We won't see it on the game field.
You get Mariota for all those people with the 2017 Titans.
You sure it's not Josh Johnson?
It is Mariota.
I never saw Mariota the other day.
It is Mariota.
He's on the line. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
starting?
He was just he's dealing with a small injury, so he wasn't out there when you were watching.
But
he
should start him tonight?
That I'm not sure. Just to clarify the roster stuff that you guys talked
about
roster. Previously, yes.
And if not, it's Josh Johnson and Handsome Sam.
And and I'm not excited about any of that, but there were all these reports I was reading on Instagram and Twitter and various social media.
Yep.
Drake May outduels Jaden Daniels in Foxborough. Did he outduel Jaden Daniels out there?
No, he just looked really good. He looked like no.
Our Does he even have to outduel?
No, he doesn't. It's a freaking joint practice. It's not an outduel. What like an outdueling was in 2021 when the Patriots had the joint practices with the Giants and Mac Jones came out, took Cam Newton's job right from his absent hands and outdueled, if you will, Daniel Jones, smoked him right off the spot. Not that that was that difficult as well. But in terms of Drake May outduels Jaden Daniels, no, he looked the part. It was like Drake May on that day looked like he – you said it the other day. I thought it was very well put. Drake May looks like he belongs on the field. Drake May looks like he belongs in the conversation. That's what we want to see. That's what we want tonight, this preseason, and that is one of the keys to this season, not to give away my 3 o'clock hour.
617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. What are you looking for from the Patriots, Drake May, the offensive line, the coaching staff, if you want to see the staff get their first opportunity? If you remember, that was a storyline last year, like, oh, how do the coaches work? I actually don't think that's a storyline this year because, unlike last year, all these coaches have pretty much done these jobs before and are proven to have the ability to handle the situations that they're probably going to be in. Also, what are your thoughts on the Tom Brady statue? Are you like Fitzy, who I think is going to kiss the ground that it is placed on, bow down to it? Or are you like Ted? It's like, didn't we give this guy a day last year? Now we're giving another day, ready to move on to Drake May. And if that's the case, tonight is the perfect night for that transition, right?
You pass can
the
have baton. You can have the emotional continuity. Like, you can have, you can
emotional
see
continuity? What are we, in therapy?
No, well, this is very therapeutic for a lot of people. This is nice to see. Like, there it is. That's from whence we came. And then just turn your eyes to the field and bam. The future in Foxborough.
This
right
probably won't surprise you, but Hardo Hart has never thought about emotional continuity.
That does not surprise me in the least.
And don't bring that up to my wife because I don't know if that's good or bad, but we're not talking about
Dan Ball, I once floated on a Saturday Fitzy and Hart show the phrase existential dread, and he was like, the hell does that mean?
Okay, let's tie that into right now. Is there existential dread? Because I believe, for the Patriots fans,
when I look at Tom
this
Brady,
is the
I feel
end.
Like I can live forever.
This is the end of Tom Brady being a Patriot. That's my theory.
He literally stood out there in a red jacket and told you, I am Tom Brady and I am a Patriot.
And then he bought the Raiders.
You're also putting up a statue. You're putting up a statue of Tom Brady, so he's going to lord over Gillette for a very long time.
You know my feeling.
So nothing seems to be
it should be the size of Christ the Redeemer. You should see it from the top of Fort 1 5 miles away.
I've always said it should go on top of the lighthouse, so he can literally look down upon everything he helped create.
You were working
now for a quarterback that's actually playing on the field, that might
that be a little
bit
imposing.
Like, that's literally Tom Brady's shadow. Can we not do that?
I mean, you're causing shrinkage, and it's 80 degrees out.
Imagine what Drake May would have done. I mean, Mac Jones would have done if he looked up. He just like puddle of goo, like the Wicked Witch.
I'm melting.
Puddle, absolutely. Like, instead of the witch's hat, it would have been a helmet there.
Yep.
No, obviously it shouldn't be that big, but when you like stop and just go like huge macro view, both of us agree. You know, we remember you were with the Patriots. I was goofing around in 2016. Remember when they put the photo of him on the lighthouse?
Oh, yeah. Bill loved
four
that.
Games. Yeah, I'm sure he loved
it. I'm not in the marketing meetings.
How many fans came by to take photos in front of the previous lighthouse with the 12 up there in solidarity during the defiance of Deflategate? And I think we both also agreed, A, should have at least gotten one final victory lap contract with the Patriots. But when you stop and think about the fact that
you wanted one of those fake contracts or the
No.
Oh, okay.
He never should have left in the first place.
Agreed.
It should have been at least 2 for $50, 4 for $100, the Drew Brees deal.
Yep.
But out here at Patriot Place, which conveniently is named for the one Patriot mostly responsible and not all the Patriots, we got you, Vrabel. You think about all of this is mostly responsible because of the success of Kraft, Belichick, and Brady. Dude should have just been handed an oversized novelty blank check from, you know, Grand Prize Bank and like, Tom, just fill in the details. What do you want? $100 million a season? $200 million? I don't, salary cap be damned, because he's responsible for all this. So the statue should at least be 12 feet tall.
It's interesting that we do bring up that. We always go back to that. That was not a great decision to let Tom Brady leave.
You've been talking recently about best trades, worst trades in Boston sports history. The worst deal in the history of Boston sports. You know, we've benefited from Heathcliff Slocum for Jason Varitek and Derek
At least they
Lowe.
Got like $100,000 for Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
They didn't get a flipping cent for Tom Brady.
Get a fourth round compensatory draft pick for the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
This just in, worst deal ever.
But we're moving on, so we're talking a combination of things. Tom Brady's statue, yes, it will be unveiled. Yes, we will look at the pose. We'll look at the face. We'll see if the artist nailed it. There's been a string of not great statues in the history of sports of late, but we also will get to see Drake May. And I think this is an interesting Drake May evolution night, because you know the one thing I'm worried about, I think he's a diamond, and you can't break a diamond. But the diamond needs to be buffed up a little bit, needs to sparkle, because the diamond...
The diamond needs its fitting, Andy.
I don't know what that's setting.
The setting. Like this year, this is all about with Josh.
Is that Campbell?
With Josh, with Vrabel, with the cast they've surrounded him with. This is now all about like the cut, the clarity, all the four C's, getting it in place, getting the setting together, like, and then letting it sparkle, and then letting it do its job of attracting attention. I will say, after that practice and the things that we've heard, the notoriously difficult Bedards and everyone else of the world who have all had Drake May on their players trending up or three up, three down, I will say my expectations or statistical outlook for Drake May this year, this just in. They're going up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that, but I look at some of the facts that get in the way of that narrative, and that would be in-stadium practice. What happened there?
Oh, he threw two picks.
Yeah, after no picks in practices. So the first time they elevate the competition level, and he was the number one overall pick.
I pointed that out, and you and Ted were like, ah, one was picked,
oh, no.
And the other one was
no, I think that's a real thing.
It is a
because that was an escalation in the
right.
competitive juices. That was him as the number one pick. Remember, he lost. He lost to the team. That was Josh Dobbs' team. He was the number one pick. His
yep.
team lost. Then you get to joint practices. Had a nice practice. I'm not willing to say he out-dueled Jaden Daniels. And at the end of that practice, they went to the two-minute drill.
Yep.
And what happened? Hey. Threw an interception.
And like the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Thank you, Mr. Schrager.
I know Peter Schrager wants to dismiss all those interceptions.
Is Schrager ever going to come on, by the way?
On our show? I'm doubtful of that,
yeah.
based on the way we talk about him.
No, we said a positive word about him yet?
No, I like him. I'm very affable.
Good-looking guy. Nice guy.
There you go.
Oh,
perfect. There
yeah.
you go.
Good.
Can we cut that?
Good-looking
guy. Let's
put that out on social.
Yeah.
Schrager?
I'm trying to be nice. Wait, you don't think he's good-looking? Just ruin that soundbite.
Well, sorry about that, Andy, but that's not the first thing I would go to. He's very affable.
But if Drake May goes out there for two series tonight, and we expect that this summer slash early season is about a development and an evolution in the Josh McDaniels offense. To me, he needs a clean one of those. This is a
yep.
game setting. It's two series. Go out there and be clean. I don't really care if it's two touchdowns. I know Joe Burrow scored two touchdowns in two drives and was like, we need to be better. And I was like,
well,
that looks pretty good.
he threw incompletion. I know that's bad grammar. Don't worry
about
it.
But whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. I like saying So he throws an incompletion, then goes out there and just eviscerates the other defense. Two touchdowns, best wide receiver in the NFL, hands down right now. And I love the fact that Joe Burrow's competitiveness. What's up, guys? That Joe Burrow's competitiveness, which was on display for all to see in the quarterback series. That was my favorite part about the season two of the Netflix series Quarterback, is just how competitive Burrow is and how pissed he is at how last season unfolded, missing the playoffs because of a slow start. Now he has finally told Zach Taylor, hey, you know what? I'm the best quarterback on the effing planet right now. So what we're going to do is start fast and be ready to go. No resting us early. We're going to throw touchdowns. We're going to get out there and kick ass because we have zero defense.
Okay, so Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL. I am HFO.
We heard Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman say, Drake May won't be a top five quarterback this year, but that's on the horizon.
Yes.
Okay, if that's on the horizon, that process starts now. You don't just make some big leap in one game or two games. That starts now. And tonight, I think what we need to see is him looking like
Daniels last year.
Competent leader in Josh McDaniels' offense. And
yes.
that is not, I don't need a deep ball to Booty for 60 yards or some of the things we know he's capable of. You know what he needs to do? When there's a swing pass, hit the swing pass. When there's a screen, hit the screen. If Pop Douglas runs a little in cut or a slant, hit him where he can get run after the catch. Because that's the McDaniels offense, and I think that's what Josh is going to ask him to do once the regular season gets here, is make the simple ones, make the easy ones, because we know you can make the difficult ones.
So I think we're going to continue to see more offense in the preseason that leads analysts, reporters, fans, et cetera, to all keep saying, like, yeah, it looks like the McDaniels offense to me. I'm waiting for some of this new gadgetry and the spiritual journey
speed option
led to the evolution of the offense. You're not going to see any. I think
once
the regular season comes around, that's when you will see some of this McDaniels offense 3.0. Right now, I just want to see that he can execute the tenets and fundamentals of the McDaniels offense. Also, Andy, I will say this. There are different roster spots, I think, that are all locked up already and a bunch of competitive spots, which makes preseason very fun to watch for us diehards and football hardos. Who else do you want to see in tandem with Drake May tonight look like, oh, someone's been studying McDaniels?
So it's not necessarily McDaniels. To me, the story of the night is the two people I brought up earlier. You want nothing but positive reviews on Drake May, and you want nothing but positive reviews on Campbell. You need to. That doesn't mean he has to be perfect. Like, oh my God, no one ever got by him. He latched on and they never moved. But there can't be guys beating him to the inside, speed rushers beating him off the edge. And I know there's other people. There, you know, Drake May is probably going to see a series or two. I think that's a fair expectation.
Two.
There's people that think Campbell needs to play like a half. Get extensive reps out there because he is
yeah.
the one that's going to be so important and needs the reps. And you're right. There is this growing evolution of how much guys are going to play, how they get prepared. The Bengals, there's a reason maybe the Bengals started 1-11 in their last 12.
It's the first two games of the last
6 years. They're 1-11.
That is such an embarrassment for Zach Taylor.
Does that not tell you they're not ready to play?
Yeah.
They're a good football team with great players. They're not ready to play.
Do they need Zach Taylor? Could Burrow just be a quarterback coach? Probably.
Burrow could probably be the head coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he could literally be a QB coach. You don't need that stumble bump.
So give me a prediction before we head into break here. Give me a prediction. Are we going to get mostly positive rave reviews tonight about the statue, about Drake May, and about Will Campbell? Or do you think we're going to have some good, the bad, and the ugly reviews from the Patriots preseason opener?
I think it's going to be a clean sheet. Drake May looks like he's taking the step. Will Campbell, he's not Tony Boselli just yet. He's not Joe Thomas, but he's growing, and it looks like maybe the Patriots got themselves one. And most importantly, yes, more fans than not will like the statue, because considering that people have flown from all over the country and all of Patriots Nation to see it tonight, I know the Crafts and the organization want to deliver on that promise. What a night, what a time. Oh, and by the way, you can't stop me today because Braintree won last night, and my hometown team is going to the College World Series. Little League World Series, sorry.
They're
so good. They're going
to college players? No wonder you guys are beating Little League teams.
That's right.
They're
going
to
Little League World Series. Let's go.
Holy Moses. Quick update out of the Dan Ball jersey desk. 17 Tom Brady jerseys have walked by.
17.
Since 2:05. That includes 2 custom GOAT t-shirts and 1 Tampa Brady jersey.
Oh, come on. Knock it off.
A separate category.
Yeah. Dan, you are fully authorized and deputized by me. I will pay the fine. If you see anybody in a Brady Franken jersey, that's half Patriots, half Tampa, feel free to tackle him Bernard Pollard style right at the ankle.
617-779-7937. What are you expecting from Drake May and the Patriots tonight? What are you expecting from the Tom Brady statue? Are you worried about what it's going to look like? Are they going to have to do a redo at some point? Are you worried about the pose? I've heard some grumblings there. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons live at Patriot Place on the Dean College stage, just outside of Citizen Crust Pizza.
Thank you.
And Bar Louie next door. We'll be back with more of your calls and conversation on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball, what's trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Also make that 19 Brady jerseys in the last minute.
Nice.
So here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox open up a 6-game road trip tonight. They begin a 3-game series in San Diego against the Padres. First pitch is at 9:40. Walker Buehler will start against Nick Pivetta. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 8:40, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the series. And from earlier today, the Red Sox claimed catcher Ali Sanchez off of waivers from the Toronto Blue Jays. Sanchez will meet the team in San Diego. He is a career 186 hitter and 46 games over the span of 4 seasons. The Celtics today announced a contract extension with head coach Joe Mazzulla. Mazzulla is coming off of his 3rd season as Boston's coach and has guided the team to the playoffs every season, including the franchise's 18th NBA title, to cap off the 23-24 campaign. The Patriots kick off the 2025 preseason tonight against the Washington Commanders. Kickoff is at 7:30. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is not expected to play in the game tonight. Also on the scoreboard this evening, the Lions are at the Falcons and the Browns are at the Panthers. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. And from around the league, Los Angeles Chargers Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater will miss the entire 2025 season with a ruptured patellar tendon suffered in practice on Thursday. It's colossal lobster roll season at the 99. Choose hot, buttered, or traditional, both built to the hilt with chunks of North Atlantic lobster served with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Patriot Place coming up right after this.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Last year, we commissioned a local sculptor to create a larger than life bronze statue to perpetuate the legendary legacy of the great Tom Brady.
They have completed the greatest comeback.
It's gotta be perfect, all right?
What a throw by Brady.
We are not finished, fellas.
It is the honor of my life to be officially enshrined into the winning legacy of this amazing organization.
Yeah!
I am Tom Brady, and I am a Patriot.
That was the voice of Raiders owner Tom Brady. at last year's Tom Brady night.
Don't take the cheese, everyone.
That's
Fox color analyst. That would be entrepreneur and Tom Brady card vault owner, Tom Brady.
Also family consultant, if your name is Tony Scheffler, but we don't need to get into that right now. That's Tom Brady. Scotty Scheffler.
Why don't you go to Citizen Kane Pizza?
No, it's Citizen Crust. Our friends over there at Citizen Crust. We're right out front on the Dean College stage here at Patriot Place. For WEEI Afternoons on Tom Brady night. Also, Patriots preseason opener.
Dan, would you please update the jersey count? One AJ McCarron Alabama away jersey.
Wow.
Did not have that on my jersey bingo board.
Didn't even know.
We should have worn jerseys, apparently. Everybody's got jerseys on.
I have a jersey on.
What?
It's Ted Lasso.
No. I meant a real jersey from a real sport.
What, fake soccer isn't a real sport to you?
Nope. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Clay in Nashville has an idea of what the Tom Brady statue should be. Well, it's already been made, so it might be too late, but what's your idea, Clay?
What up, Clay?
Yeah, clearly too late. Appreciate you guys taking the call, but I don't think that I can go home happy unless it's the infamous 2000 draft picture of Tom Brady.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Clay.
So you want him shirtless in the baby blue boxers.
In those I think those are just those uniform shorts they give out to every member of the combine back in the day before it was like Under Armour sponsored.
Remember when he ran his 40 and he was in a white T-shirt and like khaki shorts?
But like a baggy white. Now they wear like spandex,
underwear. They call it the Underwear Olympics, and it looks like it's sprayed on at this point.
I can guarantee you that is not the pose because under the sheet right now, you can see that there is definitely an elevated something, a raised either fist of success, whether it's a trophy. There is something high above him.
So the statue will be 12 feet tall. Brady himself will probably only be like 8 or 9, maybe 10. But there is definitely like an extended limb reaching the apex of 12 feet.
Also, there was somebody yesterday on the text line that was very mean and said it's going to be 2.3 Andy's tall.
I was just going to ask how many Andys we have to stack on top of each other
Rich
one
Keefe,
Tom Brady statue.
I don't know if you heard. Rich Keefe said it's going to be 12 feet tall or precisely 3 Andy Harts.
Ah, got it. Okay,
son
perfect. There's your, keep a track at home. There's your measure.
617-779-7937. Not only is it Tom Brady statue night, but there is a football game that will be played, and Drake May, we are expecting, will be on the field for at least a couple series to get his sophomore season, his year two jump season underway. Brandon in Boston wants to chime in on what he's looking for from Drake May. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, you know, with Drake May, I think he had about 10 picks out of 13 games. So basically, if we round it up, he's throwing a pick a game. So I want to see him lower that with no picks. Let's see what if he can move his team down the field confidently. Let's see what he can do without relying on the running back when it's third and two or fourth down. I want to see some creative plays, not only from him, but Josh McDaniels as well. So let's see what he can do.
Thanks for the call, Brandon.
How much creativity I need to see tonight.
I don't need creativity, first of all, and I also don't need him to do it without his running backs because as the guy who thinks the running backs are going to be part of the core of the offense, start with that. I would like to see Ramondre Stevenson be productive and hold on to the football because he's another guy that if I look at the elevation of competition, they went to the scrimmage in the stadium last week, and what did he do? Fumbled.
Put it on last year.
I need those two guys in particular to stop doing what they did last year and start doing what everybody wants and needs them to do this year. But whether it's Ramondre Stevenson, whether it's your guy Henderson, the rookie running back, it's Gibson, who in the practices with the Commanders had one of those screens where you're like, oh yeah, I forgot.
I remember those.
He's really good at that.
But he was a wide receiver in college.
Yes, I think Josh McDaniels' offense, going back to Charlie Weiss, is a screen-heavy offense. So why would you want to eliminate the running back?
Third and four, another screen from McDaniels. Yeah, it's one of the most effective plays.
If you get
in football,
4 yards, I don't care.
Who cares?
Now it's called first and 10.
Yeah, and the thing about I think Antonio Gibson is a player people are kind of sleeping on preseason or just in advance of the regular season because the fact that he's a decent running back between the tackles but has good outside the tackle speed and was a converted receiver, Josh is going to have fun with him.
If Antonio Gibson is your third best running back,
you're good.
if Antonio Gibson has to start getting bumped up to, is he my second? Oh, my God, is he my lead back? Something like that. Now things aren't as good.
No.
That totality of that room, those three guys, I said, you can have your other guy if he's walking through or not.
Lan Larrison.
But those three guys, I think, are going to be a huge part of this offense. And I think you're going to see him tonight because those are easy throws. And I think they're going to be trying to do the easy throws for Drake May to let him leave this game with some positive momentum, some positive scouting.
Where's
report.
My bomb to Kyle Williams,
nope,
bro?
We don't need bombs to Kyle Williams. Those will come later in the year. Right now, we just need simple, positive plays. Move the ball, don't get hurt, and get the hell out of there. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Jerome in Scituate has an idea for the Tom Brady statue. What's up, Jerome?
I think I got a good idea. I thought I saw it when I was there the other day. It's going to be Tom throwing the ball, and then off to the side, you're going to have Giselle screaming at Julian Edelman with a caption, he can't throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time.
Love the idea, Jerome. I don't believe that is accurate, but I love the idea.
Mind? Yeah, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Brady throwing the ball and Giselle holding three babies on the side. And that's all.
Where's the jiu-jitsu instructor? Will he
with
there?
Johnny Jiu-Jitsu right behind.
Oh, we shouldn't make light. This is Tom Brady's night.
It's, we're allowed some to of the have low a little points. Fun. Comedy's not doing its job if it doesn't make you just
good
a little
Lord.
Uncomfortable. Come
don't
on now.
I think we need to talk
Come
about
on.
Giselle and the kids tonight. This is about Tom and his football career. It's about the good things he did
right.
in the stadium.
He did a lot of great things.
Why do you need to take pot shots at him in his family life?
Oh, please, like you haven't.
It always fits him taking
off.
The cheap shots at the Patriots.
Please. Yeah, I'm the first one you lob on the pile to take that grenade, huh?
Damn right.
Damn right. Oh, or will Kal-El and Lara be here tonight?
Who the hell are
Galen and Tom Sr.?
I would think.
You think they'll be here?
Why not? Wouldn't you
it's
come?
A long flight. The sister lives in the area.
Yeah,
so
but if your
be
son
here.
Is getting a statue, and I know he's Tom Brady and he's got a lot of accolades and great things, but
like the Edelmans
statues are permanent.
The Edelmans will be here when, yes, they are, usually. The Edelmans will be here.
True,
usually.
Unless they take him down 200 years later for various reasons.
Or they find out maybe the head coach looked the other way a couple of times at your major university in the middle of Pennsylvania. That's fine, no big deal. But actually kind of a very big deal. But like the Edelmans will be extremely big deal. The Edelmans will be here in September. You know, will they come? They've come, you know, they've come to a lot of different things for Tom. A lot of parties, a lot of duck boats.
And one per year is not a huge deal.
Absolutely not, Fitzy.
Ah, come on.
And I feel like, you know, their son could maybe get him a private jet so they don't have to go through regular TSA and pre-check.
I'm telling you, the helicopter goes right to Norwood. They're flying out of here. That 7:30 tonight before kickoff.
Dan Ball, do we have an update on the Tom Brady jersey count? And are you counting the numbers 10 from Michigan?
Tom Brady, Michigan.
We got one
jersey.
Walking
oh,
by.
I have not. That's,
nice.
That's
that guy
the first
gets
one
it.
Of those I've seen.
Okay, we got the.
We're up to, from my count, because I'm trying not to count doubles, 29 jerseys since 2005.
Oh, you're doing face recognition, and if they go by twice, you don't count them?
I'm doing my absolute best.
Dan, it's
He's
higher.
He's the best producer in the business.
It's definitely. It's higher than that. By the way, Andy, of all the like Tom Brady games that you – that or fans like to go back and watch, rewatch, sometimes catch the highlights of, just think, damn, God, this kid's always been something. You ever go back and watch highlights of that the Sugar Bowl comeback, the Orange Bowl comeback against Alabama?
Yes, which is always my example of
awesome
when people
game.
Tell me, like, Brady wasn't that good in
Are
college.
Are you nuts?
And it's like, he set records in the Orange Bowl, one of the great bowls of all time.
Against one of the greatest teams ever. Like, just absolutely stupefying to me.
That is something that I do occasionally. I know I'm not the super fan Fitzy, and I'm not in that necessarily lane. But when you go back and look at some of the games, and obviously I covered them, I wrote about them, and they did become
a lot of sick brags,
repetitive or whatever. Like
greatness
the
got
bar.
Repetitive. Yeah.
Well, there's times there was that Jaguars playoff game
where
way back now where
wasn't
he went like 26 of 28. It was like two incompletions or those games where he had. Do you have five touchdowns in a quarter against
Tennessee 2009?
Like. Some of those are just stupid, and some of those fly in the face of, I still think there's this weird game manager or whatever that...
He did whatever the team needed.
He had five touchdowns in a quarter.
I know.
That's not managing the damn game. That's putting up crazy numbers and stats and video games.
I was here you were here working. I was here that night in the stands with my family, and that night it went from snowing 45 minutes before kickoff to raining at kickoff to then like kind of nice out. And there was still all the snow in the field, so it had a romantic look. It was right before Halloween 2009. you could see that the Titans, then quarterbacked by Kerry Collins, wearing the throwback Oilers uniforms, wanted 0.0% to do with anything there.
There was a few of those that came through here. There was a famous Cardinals game that
Matt Castle just, like, no annihilated.
Part, like, the Cardinals just wanted
41-3, 41-7.
Can we just go back on the bus? Yeah, you guys cool? just call this yeah. a game, and we'll get the heck out of here and do that. Yeah, but some of those numbers, some of those games, some of those performances, because everybody fixates on the Falcons Super Bowl or the Super Bowls or the drive, the first drive yep. at the end of Super Bowl 36, any of those things. And those are obviously what established kind of the Super Bowl legacy. There's plenty of regular season games where you just put up stupid video game numbers.
How about in the 2010 season, the second half of the Thanksgiving game? The defense didn't even show up in the first half, and they were getting annihilated. And then in the second half, he and Deion Branch must have, like, sat down at the same little table and just, like, sketched out four routes. They were unstoppable in the second half of that.
And that's the other thing, is people get so fixated on the late career connections with Gronkowski and Edelman and just forget how many great overall Troy Brown, 90-something catches or 100 catches in 2001. Deion Branch comes, becomes his favorite receiver.
Twice.
David Givens, the most underrated receiver in Patriots history, in my opinion, and maybe the most underrated postseason.
Do you have a photo of him?
Love
like
him.
In your workout section?
Love him. Great guy.
Guy was absolutely
clutch as can be.
Jacked.
Clutch as can be and absolutely yoked. But as you go through the years, and the Moss and Welker years yep. obviously get a lot of attention, but there's been so many guys that he has found a way to align with and put up big. Brandon LaFell is a perfect example. Brandon LaFell had 1,000-yard season,
excellent.
Basically. And you don't go to a Super Bowl without him.
And how about, A, caught the first touchdown of Super Bowl 49,
yep.
and how about his catch to put them ahead of the Ravens in that the ultimate divisional round game?
And obviously, Tom Brady is the one that helps make all those relationships with all of those different guys over the years. But I think sometimes we forget just how many of those guys were such clutch options for him.
As we pivot towards Drake May and the 2025 Patriots as well, who do you think? Oh, that's adorable. I got a little kid May and a little kid Brady walking there. That's
the past and the future.
I love it. I said I love it. Let me ask you this. By the end of this season, who do you think we will be talking about as that next Troy Brown or Deion Branch?
Oh, easy. Pop Douglas,
right?
It's Pop Douglas. Yeah. I've talked myself into that situation, kind of like I did with Joe Ryan, that leads to disappointment and anger, and I lash out.
Well.
But I've talked myself into the Pop Douglas is going to catch 90-plus balls or more this year, that he is that go-to guy in the Josh McDaniels offense for Drake May. The offensive line may not be great, get rid of the ball quickly, but yeah. also he's got the Deion Branch run-after-catch ability. He's not just a slot receiver. He's a bigger play-type guy.
He's a water bug with some clutch playmaking ability. Yep. So I'm going to set the over-under at 77.5 on Pop Douglas.
Oh, over with ease.
Okay.
Over by 20.
Whoa, man.
As long as he stays healthy.
Okay. There you go.
Always the caveat.
Has he learned or has he practiced the get down, get out of bounds? Because I know he did take a couple pops early in his career and had a couple
No pun intended?
Yeah.
Pops.
He got his bell rung a few times. I would like to see him play the season out and not get dinged up again.
617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls. It is Patriots preseason opener against the Washington Commanders. It is also Brady Statue Night here at Patriot Place, where WEEI Afternoons is live on the Dean College stage just outside Citizen Crust. And no, I do not look over my shoulder to make sure I get it right every time I say it now. We're also across from Bar Louie. Up next, though, we do need to touch on the Boston Red Sox coming off an off game and then an off day, heading into a Walker Buehler performance in what Fitzy and I like to refer to as a sneaky big game. A sneaky big game at 9:40 tonight for your Boston Red Sox. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I know you keep in touch with a lot of the guys, so like to have to go against Walker now and then go against Nick as well, like it's a little emotional, but obviously...
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We got so many guys all over the place.
Yeah. So we have an ongoing debate here on the show, and we've actually asked the audience and put it out to social media. Like, what component of the Red Sox do you give the most credit to for the surge right now, late season? Is it the youth movement? Is it the veteran players? Is it the pitching? Could it be management as well?
Thank you.
Welcome. Or could it
you
be
didn't win the poll, just an FYI.
I bet I didn't.
No. That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us earlier this week at Fenway Park here on WEEI Afternoons, where today our Boots on the Ground tour takes us to Patriot Place, Dean College Stage, just outside of Citizen Crust, where we are now almost 3 hours away from Tom Brady statue reveal night here down in the promenade, as Fitzy
calls
it.
Well, no, this is the plaza. The promenade is what leads you into the stadium. This is like the plaza at Patriot.
No, but the statue, you said, is in the promenade, even though they call it the plaza.
Well, I like the word promenade.
I think
promenade.
It's actually a sponsored plaza. There's some sponsor goes right for the word
promenades
plaza.
Promenades are plazas.
Either way, we will find out what the statue of Tom Brady looks like and what he has to say about getting a statue. And
how will this
is he forever a Patriot?
How will
but
this
I'm out of here. Yeah. Get the helicopter warmed up.
Exactly. That said, what if he's like, yeah, I am so honored to be remembered now in memoriam, like this bronze statue out here in front of the plaza, you know, on the promenade slash plaza. It's a little confusing, no worries. But also, come September 7th,
go Raiders.
Come here, beat your ass. Go Raiders.
Pete Carroll.
This got awkward for everybody. Let's go.
It is pretty crazy that they happen to be the opener. He's here now, and a month from now, his team will be here taking on his former team. It's a little, there's a lot of storylines there.
But he's very, would you call Tom Brady overextended at this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Card Vault, TV12.
The newsletter that I didn't even know he had that got him himself in trouble with Scheffler.
All the Fanatics Fest, which he was all over as well.
He's everywhere.
I'd like to see him pick a lane or two and you know, give everything he's got to it, but whether it's broadcasting or, let's condense the operation just a little bit.
You know who's doing, a little bit less but look like they're having a great time?
Who?
Edelman and Gronk. They've just basically, they're just doing those Nuthouse podcasts. They're doing the live show August 28th. Hey, guys, if you want to comp us a couple of VIPs, we'd love to swing by. Thanks.
They asked who the VIPs are.
Very immense blanks. They're doing the podcast. They do some stuff for Fox, and they're just, and they're having fun. That's right. Like, we are party bros. We played. We had a great time. We are now out from underneath the lead shield of Belichick's watch and guidance, and now we're just ripping Coors Lights and Miller Lights while we do a podcast, and then we, put on a suit and tie and go out to Fox on Sundays. That to me is it, but there's no further crazy overextension.
No overextension, and I do think he is still searching for whatever truly fulfills him in the next chapter in his life. But we'll see if he expresses some of those feelings tonight here at Gillette Stadium in the Promenade Plaza.
I bet he won't.
One last question regarding before we get into a little socks. How will this speech rank or rate against the excellent 20-minute speech he delivered?
That was awesome. Dude can speak. As much as I question some of the things he says at times or writes or gets himself in trouble or even question his ability as a color commentator, maybe he's not biting enough, not critical enough, his speeches, his answers, his motivationals, if you saw the one
football
recently put out.
Is hard.
It was tremendous.
It's great.
Tremendous. Yeah. No, he will nail it, but it won't be as good as that. It can't be as good as that. No. And it's much shorter. I think he's only going to speak for a few minutes. It's going to be him and Kraft done in 15 minutes, so...
It should be like 3 minutes tops.
Yeah, probably. But the Red Sox play tonight, 9:40 out in San Diego after the loss, after the day off. It is a Walker Buehler start. Nick Pivetta on the mound. Skippy Pivetta will be on the mound for the Padres, a nickname nobody knew he had until this week. Nick Pivetta is 11-3 with a 2.73 ERA this year.
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
I knew he was having a season. I didn't know he was sub-3.
Yeah, no, he is a legit good pitcher.
I know, and so they're getting the Nick Pivetta with 14 strikeouts in relief version of himself all season, and not the Nick Pivetta who has a meltdown on the mound and gets kicked off after an inning and two-thirds.
He leads the NL in hits allowed per 9 innings.
That's not great.
6 hits allowed per 9 innings.
6 per 9?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Pretty good. It's the first time he's ever had a full season ERA under 4.
Wow.
But I would say... season's not over, and he hasn't faced the hot Boston Red Sox. They have the ability, as we've seen, to score a boatload of runs, and they might need to because Walker Buehler will be on the mound.
All right.
He's 6-6 with a 5.74. Yeah, holy crap. If you double Pavetta's ERA, it's still lower than Buehler's. You can double it, and it's still lower.
Buehler's been better of late, though.
1-0 with a 3.57 in 4 July starts. But how do you feel about Walker Buehler and the Walker Buehler coming off of the Dustin May experience with a flight to San Diego in between? How do you feel about this whole three-day span here?
Can't be much
worse. Sneaky big game?
Sneaky, very sneaky big.
Not sneaky, maybe just big game?
As we discussed, we are looking for – what's up, buddy? We are looking for – come on, we're out here for the fans as well. Dan, 6 more Bradys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So as we discussed, we are looking for the fourth starter. We are looking for somebody to grab hold – of that fourth spot in the rotation, just in case they need the fourth guy to take pressure off the beast, make sure that Bayo and Giolito know they don't have to win every start and pitch their arms off. And Walker Buehler should be the first guy out the gate to grab hold of that. You know, they talked about how during the All-Star break, he went down to Texas, worked at a performance clinic. He's looked better since then as well. He's taken some pressure off of himself. The younger kid's doing well, might make it easier. This is it's a big one for the Sox. It is enormous for Walker Buehler.
Well, I feel like he's used to that because I feel like they've been enormous for 2 months now or so, ever since basically Dan Ball said he should never pitch for the Red Sox again.
And I'll still stand by that because I still, going into a playoff series like you talk about, Fitzy, I still think that that four and the five spot for the rest of the regular season should be wide open. It's yep. Buehler, May, your boy Cooper Criswell, Andy, Harrison if he can work his way into it. Even now Peyton Tolley's up in AAA. So.
Oh, he'll be up by the end of the year. I don't know where his bullpen or yep. starting. He'll be
Tolley?
Up. Yep.
Is he like the David Price addition to the 2008 Rays?
He's the wild card, and whether that's as like an opener, whether he's a true starter, I don't know.
I
think they are banking on Tolley being part
over
of
over Harrison.
I mean, you kind of have a couple spots you need to fill even down the stretch before you even get to the postseason.
That's a good point.
They're a little shaky. May, his usage, we'll talk about that later, and Walker Buehler has been hanging on by a piece of dental floss for 2 months now.
But and it only hurts, as you mentioned yesterday, and then I saw on social media again. Thanks so much, Elon Musk, for putting that right at the top of my feed today. Tibbs hitting two ding-dongs in one game.
Yeah, that hurt.
That hurts.
It's a bad look.
It's not a great look.
Did Breslow tell you again that he signed Roman Anthony for 8 years? Because that's what he needs you to focus
old
on.
Salmon coat?
He needs you to focus on. He signed Roman Anthony for the next 8 years and $130 million. Coming up on 3 o'clock, that means Ted Johnson will be joining us. I'm staring at a Ted Johnson jersey. That's the good news. The bad news is it's not actually Ted Johnson. I believe he'll be joining us unless he's caught in a security line, bag check line somewhere. Ted Johnson.
Do they know who he is?
They do know who he is around here. The man's a stud. The man's got three Super Bowl rings. He's half of the Tom Brady dynasty here at Gillette Stadium, where we are broadcasting live Dean College Stage in Patriot Place just outside of Citizen Crust. Come on, join us. Pre-game for Patriots Commanders. But up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson and our three-point stances, where we'll turn the table a little bit. We'll pull a little Rich Keefe combo here. It's not keys to the game, but it's what is it going to take for it to be a successful season in 2025 for your New England Patriots? That's up next on our three-point stances here on WEEI Afternoons.